Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Thank you for joining me for the Trumpet of Truth podcast. My name is Brother Greg Bray. I'm the pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi. Hey, neighbor. Sure am glad you joined me today. I'm thinking about another podcast that I listened to before, and the guy says, "I sure am glad to see you today." And I thought a lot about that. He can't see me when I'm listening to it. Oh, but that's beside the point. It sure is good to have you on the Trumpet of Truth broadcast today. A wonderful, wonderful day in store. Thank you again for bearing with me around this time, right here at this time during March. Camp Zion is about to go on. We're just about to have the camp. It starts officially Monday night, but people start coming in on Saturday, and we'll be in here Saturday night for the Sunday service at Myrtle Baptist Church. We'll just have a big time. I'm looking forward to that. And listen, what we've been talking about is church, and I can tell you this about Camp Zion, church will be promoted. Amen. Thank God for church. We have a treat today on the podcast, Jay Pruitt. Jay Pruitt is a longtime friend of mine. We were raised together at Calvary Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi. I'm a few years older than he is. But thank God for Jay. He's been a blessing to my life. He has been a wonderful, wonderful blessing to my life and the life of Lighthouse Baptist Church. He'll mention this in his testimony about growing up in church. Jay started out with us at Lighthouse Baptist Church. He's one of the founding members of our church. And thank God for Lighthouse Baptist Church and for Calvary Baptist Church that Jay and I both were raised in. We were taught by some of the best preachers, some of the best parents, some of the best grandparents, some of the best Sunday school teachers. And I mean, we could just get into all our pastors and wow, what a life that we've had in church. And he's going to talk some about that. And I'm so glad to have Jay on the podcast today. And this is pre-recorded. Praise God we have the technology to record things and send to each other. Well, that helps me a lot in doing this podcast. So listen to Jay Pruitt, as he talks about his life in church.
My name is Jay Pruitt, and today I'm a member of Charity Baptist Church in Pontotoc, Mississippi, and I've been asked to talk about what church means to me. What can I say about church? It's been everything in my life. Short way to put it, but it's true. Church is all I've known. Church people, for the most part, are all I've ever known. And that's a blessing that God has blessed me with. And looking back, it took me a long time to realize that. But it is a true blessing that God has blessed me and allowed me to grow up exactly where I've grown up, in North Mississippi. I think it's a gem of the United States. I think that we are very fortunate here to be able to listen to some of the preachers that we have growing up, and even today, some of the best preachers ever. And that's all due to the Lord and His blessings in our life. I started church as a kid. My parents made sure I was in church. Even before that, I had a church heritage, a Christian heritage. My grandparents, being some of the founding members of Calvary Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi, my great-grandparents, that is, and then my grandparents going there, my mom going there, them getting involved in Camp Zion, taking me to church, making sure I was in Sunday school, making sure I was in the church services. You know, we even joked around as kids about saying that we had a drug problem. Our parents drug us to Sunday school, drug us to preaching, drug us to all the activities. When the church doors were open, as far as I remember, we were there. And I thank my mom and dad for that. And I remember as a kid, I would go need something from my mom at our house, and I could hear her. She was in her bathroom with the door closed, and I could hear her crying and talking, and I knew what she was doing. She was praying to God, praying for me, praying for our family, praying for other people. Intercessory prayer by the saints of God to a loving God is a wonderful thing, and I witnessed that firsthand with my mom. And so they had me in church my whole life. And of course, as a teenager, you know, I kind of got away from it some. There were some Sundays that, you know, I would get up and decide not to go as a teenager. Didn't really just, you know, rebel real hard, but I didn't love church like I do now, if that's for sure. But, you know, that was youth in me. When Andra and I, she's my wife, but when we started dating, I was going to Calvary Baptist Church there in Bruce. And when we started dating, she was a member at New Providence Baptist Church over around Durham, Mississippi. And so we started going over there, and we'd go to Sunday school and go to preaching. Actually, we started out not going to Sunday school. She didn't grow up in church, and so she was just going to preaching. And so that's kind of what we did. But I knew we needed to be in Sunday school. And I remember going to Sunday school and really enjoying it there. And I remember praying that God would put it on her heart to want to go to Sunday school. And I remember when maybe the second time we went or the third time we went, I remember praying specifically that God would let her really enjoy it and it really be put in her heart. And it was. And she really loved Sunday school. And so we were involved in that, involved in the church. And then some things happened, and we ended up leaving there. And about that time, not long after that, I lost my job. And by then, a group of us there in Bruce had met with Brother Greg Bray, and we all decided to go in together and start a church, Lighthouse Baptist Church there in Bruce. And I remember that we were working on the church, and what a blessing and a great time that was. And it still means a lot to me, those times. I think about them often. But I remember losing my job, and I was without a job for several weeks, and I really didn't look for a job. I prayed that God would give me a job and provide me one, and that I would know. But in the interim, I was going to help build the church. And so I would get up and go down and help Brother Greg and Miss Michelle and Brother Greg's father, Mr. David, and, you know, a couple other people would come here and there, and we'd work on the church. And that's what I did, and God ended up providing me a job, and everything was good, and I thank him for that. And so we were there, and I was very active in that church. I taught Sunday school, and I led the singing, and tried to help with some of the computer work and some of the sound stuff and some other things, and tried to help Brother Greg as much as I could, and we had a great time at that church, and I really enjoyed that and enjoyed being with him. But, you know, for some reason, I don't really know why, God laid it on our heart to leave. And that's all I can say. I can't really, you know, tell you why. Nothing was wrong at the church or anything like that. I hated to leave, and it was an emotional time for all of us. But God put us at Charity Baptist Church here in Pontotoc, where we still are today. And that was back in, I don't really remember what year, maybe about 2005, 2006, something like that, maybe. I may be wrong about that. Maybe in 2007, but you know, God put us at Charity Baptist Church, and I just kind of sat back for a while there and didn't really get super involved. I wanted to just kind of go and enjoy church, which I was able to do. And then they needed some people to get involved, and so over the years, I have helped with the sound, and I have done other things. I'm the treasurer of the church now. I teach the adult Sunday school class. I back up leading the singing. We just elected our first deacons that church has ever had. Church has been there, you know, over 20 years, never had deacons, and we just elected some, and I was blessed to be one of those, and I don't take that lightly. I know deacons get a bad name sometimes, and sometimes rightly so. I want God to bless that, and I hope he does, and it's definitely an office of service. You're not above the pastor. You don't run the church. You support the pastor. You help the pastor. You support the church. You help the church. So that's what we're doing today. really involved in church. And now my kids are involved in church. My kids love to sing at church. They go to Sunday school. They love Sunday school. They love preaching. They love our Bible conferences. They love going to different conferences we get to go to, whether it be Taylorsville, camp meeting. We got to go to Camp Zion last year. Sometimes at work, I'm busy during that time, but we hope to go this time as well. My kids love church, and that's something that God has blessed us with, and I'm extremely thankful for that. But I say all that to say that church has been my life, and I wouldn't have it any other way. God is good. God has blessed us. God has worked through the church to bless and help me and my family, and he's used, I believe, me and my family to help bless the church, and that's the way it ought to be. We're a community of believers, a fellowship of believers, a family, and I love my pastor. I love my church family. I love all the people that I used to go to church with. I just can't say enough good things about the church. Some churches have a bad name today. I'm not going to say a negative thing about the church. The church has always been a blessing to me. God has used the church. God died for the church. Jesus died for the church. And I hold it in high regard. And I'm very thankful that God has allowed me to be in church my whole life. And if he'll help me, my kids are going to be in church. They're going to have their kids in church. And that Christian heritage that I've been so blessed to be a part of will continue through me into my kids and on to my grandkids and future generations, if that's the Lord's will. And I believe it sure is. And I'm trusting him for it. So I love church.
Yes, sir, Jay. I love church too. Church. I just love it. It's as he said, been a part of my life, and Jay and I have shared that together through the years, and I appreciate it. I wanted him to do this, and I wanted him to tell about church, and because I know how much he loves church. Listen, he's like me. He's at the church all he can be. When church is not going on, he's at the church. He's doing things. He's thinking about the church. He's thinking about people that are going to be at the church in days to come and in contact. Thank God for people like that. I'm praying God send us more like that at Lighthouse Baptist Church, so we can just have a huge group of people that loves church. I'm so glad you joined me today on this podcast, Trumpet of Truth podcast. I keep wanting to say broadcast, and I guess we are broadcasting it. But Trumpet of Truth podcast, and thank you for joining me. If you need help, if you're not sure about church, you're not sure about a church to go to, and you've listened to this, contact me. I'll help you in any way that I can. We'll email back and forth. You can email me at trumpetoftruth85@gmail.com. You can contact me through a comment on the YouTube channel, Trumpet of Truth YouTube channel. Just do what God wants you to do. And if you don't know what God wants you to do, contact somebody that can help you. I'm not talking about somebody that can tell you what to do. I'm talking about somebody that can guide you with God's Word, with the Bible. That's our roadmap. And that's what the church ought to be doing. The church ought to be preaching the Bible. Having a preacher stand in a pulpit and preach God's word to a congregation that is starving for the truth. That's why we call this the Trumpet of Truth. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Thank you for joining me again. I just keep saying that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If it wasn't for you that listen, I wouldn't continue doing this. But I appreciate you. See you later.